Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ah, more changes for our Falcons, huh?
Oh, boy.
Is any of this going to work? Is any of this going to pan out for W's? Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. It is Tuesday. Tomorrow, Mike and I are up at Flowery Branch as we do on Wednesdays to talk with Coach. We'll have a player segment as well. And right now, it feels, Mike, and he was out yesterday. We're going to get all your opinions on how you felt about this craziness with the game on Sunday and then what happened yesterday. And, guys, as we left the show, the Falcons fired wide receiver coach Ike Hilliard. He's also the passing game coordinator. They elevated T.J. Yates. He's going to assume the responsibilities. And Mike, this is right now. It feels. We may be wrong.
Right.
It feels a little bit dysfunctional with the way things are moving.
Yeah, it's kind of like firing a third base coach, you know, as a season's going south for a Braves baseball team. My first reaction when I saw this yesterday, it's scapegoat. You scapegoat Ike Hilliard. And look, I've reached out to some local media that covers the Falcons. Nobody heard a peep about some kind of issue or some kind of problems with Ike. So, look, the receivers have not looked good. No one debates that. And I do think that's attributable to injury. I think that Drake London hasn't been 100%. I think that Mooney is dealing with a serious shoulder injury because he doesn't look himself, not even remotely close to last year. Pitts has been open. They've got to get the ball to Pitts. You know, that's on Zach Robinson. I think the dysfunction starts and ends with our offensive coordinator, and now you just greased a guy who, you know, is a scapegoat in Ike Hilliard, and I don't know how that plays in the locker room. You know, either guys are all on notice, like, well, we better do our work, or I thought we have something akin to a brotherhood. Why are you throwing that guy under the bus? I'm curious how that plays.
Look, if we are, it's completely changed. We went from Kuda to Zach Robinson now. Z-Rob, what is going on? Mike, the dysfunction with the offense is real, and I think most Falcon fans understand that. Is this a solution to the problem? Now, here's one thing that I do like, and I will defend Raheem Morris on. By the way, I don't know if this works. I don't know if this helps us. I can't tell you that. But this is where I will defend him. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. He's not waiting. He's not waiting to see how this goes. And I want to take you back to last year where my partner was adamant about, dude, make the change. Let's make the change.
Right.
And he waited. And then he waited too long. This year, fast forward, and this is what you call learning from past mistakes. We had the wobbles with Koo. First game of the season, he misses field goals. I'm not waiting. I've seen enough. I'm making a change. Our receivers and tight ends are not scoring touchdowns. We're three games into the season. I'm not waiting. I'm making change. So whether it works or not, we can debate that. But I won't debate that Raheem is not clowning around with the idea of this will fix itself crap.
Right.
Oh, well, we'll get to a point where we'll be really good and this won't matter anymore. He is seeing things, Mike, that a lot of fans see. And we always say, well, why don't they change it? Well, guess what? He's not waiting. I will defend that. Outside of that, guys, I cannot tell you what this team or this offense is going to look like on Sunday. I'd love to tell you we're going to show up and score a lot of points against the Commanders. That's what I hope. I hope we get back to winning and feeling good as we did against the Vikings. But the reality is our defense has kept us in all these games. Our offense has done little of nothing. And, Mike, that's got to change.
Right. Now, as to Carl's point, I think that Raheem realizes if they don't make the playoffs, he's going to get fired. And I don't know what that means for his boss, Terry Fontenot. But either way, there's got to be a sense of urgency because, as Carl just laid out, it's a must-win game. I thought we could, worst case for us, I thought we'd go 2-2 before the bye. Didn't really think we'd go 1-3. Thought we'd beat Carolina. You know, I thought certainly I gave us a fighter's chance against J.J. McCarthy. You know, the first game was always going to be tough against the Bucks because they're better than us right now.
They are.
We could argue we've got as much talent, but we're not there yet. But as a fan, I've seen this before. I've seen coaches scapegoat guys, fire assistants, you know, whether it's trying to create a sense of urgency with the team or there really was some dysfunction in that wide receiver room, and we'll try to get an answer out of coach, as Carl said, tomorrow. But I've seen guys play cover your butt as well, you know, and I think that's what this is. My spidey sense is this is cover your butt. But I hope I'm wrong. You've got to win this game. You got Jaden Daniels probably not playing. It's a very winnable game if you do everything you do and have done at times against the Bucs, at times against Minnesota. What that was on Sunday was just god awful.
It was.
And Penix has got to, and he's got to be better. He's got to look at the man in the mirror. But getting back to the routes and everything else in the offense, I'm not sold on Zach Robinson. I wasn't sold last year, and I'm not sold now.
And I think a lot of Falcon fans are now in this corner where I'm watching you, Zach. And we are paying more attention than ever as to what's really going on with this offense. Now, as far as the moves and the changes, I want to take you outside of Atlanta. I want to take you outside the building because here's the thing. Regardless of what we think, perception is reality. And the perception around the NFL right now as they look at the Falcons organization is what are these personnel moves? I'm going to let you hear Mike Florio talking about this because, again, this isn't us. This is what people are seeing from the distance.
Atlanta Falcons are rearranging the deck chairs, it feels like, on the Titanic. Oh, because boy. And what it just shows you how quickly things can change for a team. On top of the world, beat the Vikings, shut them down, great defense, offense, running game, going passing game. Yeah, but we didn't really need it. It'll be fine. And then they go to Carolina and they get completely splattered. I mean, if somebody had told me on Friday, hey, the final score of the Panthers-Falcons game is going to be 30-0, I would have written a pretty big check if I were one to wagering that would be the Falcons on the right end of it because the Panthers aren't going to win that game 30-0. No way. No way. So look what happens. Boom. Right away. Zach Robinson, offensive coordinator, moving from the booth down to the sideline. Oh, yeah, that'll fix it. And then Ike Hilliard, receivers coach, he's out. T.J. Yates has taken over his duties. It just feels like a reaction. I don't know if it's an overreaction. Maybe the overreaction would have been to just fire Raheem Morris. I don't know how upset Arthur Blank was after that game.
Mm-hmm. That's the perception outside.
Right. Now, it's a team that's lost its way. There's dysfunction with the Falcons. And what I hate, and I got to be honest, there's not much of what Florio said there I can disagree with.
Sure.
Because it drives me crazy as a Falcon fan who's lived here since 98 that every year we have to convince fans to be on, no, they really got it figured out this year. Get off the fence. Stop with the Falconitis. And what's happened in the past is not prologue. And then this happens. And then you look like a Mickey Mouse organization.
404-726-0929. It's Dukes and Bell. Follow us, guys. He's Mike Bell, ATL, and I may put him up. See Dukes, the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. Follow this radio station at 929 The Game. Stay up on everything that's going on as we talk about the state of our Atlanta Falcons. We are 3 weeks in, about to be four. Where's this going? And the season is not over by any stretch of the imagination. I still have hope. I know some of you think I'm crazy. As I had it out with one guy on social media, I said, well, since you have a crystal ball like Nostradamus, tell me how this season ends. I cannot tell you that yet, but I don't like the way this is going. I don't like the way this is trending. Offense wins in the NFL. It's an offensive league. It's why you drafted a quarterback as high as you did last year after paying a guy $100 million basically for seven games of work. It's what happens in this league, and right now I don't like the way this feels.
Now, I know that as a Falcon fan, another aspect of this, and again, I apologize, I was off yesterday, the kicking situation. I mean, because the general manager in the front office didn't really bring in competition. I heard a guy today talking on the Steakhouse, what about Lenny Creek? Lenny Creek's a nice story. It's an international player who's more of a public relations story than a guy that's actually going to compete. If he was legitimate competition, he'd be out there on the field right now. So we bring in a guy in Romo, and we were all pulling for him. And that, dude, Carl, that hook, my God,
brutal.
You couldn't have hit it any. That was just absolutely train wreck. And you knew that the next time he was going to have a big kick, it's now in his head. And here we go. Now we're one of those teams that has a kicker problem. So we're going to have kicking competition because you didn't get it right in the summer. So it just that's the kind of stuff that a dysfunctional organization does. And then there's Zach Robinson's play calling. Yes, I didn't realize, Carl, the Carolina Panthers were the 85 Bears. I mean, we know that they'd made some moves, and certainly Arizona went through them like poop through a goose for three quarters, but that we couldn't? To me, you got to get the ball out quick. You got to maintain and have the consistency with the run game and don't hit the chicken switch on it. And none of that happened. So I don't know. Zach Robinson, and someone just said, well, Zach Robinson is going to be a candidate for Oklahoma State. Take him. Adios. Because he played there. I'm not sold on Zach Robinson. Prove me wrong.
404-726-0929. This offense, only one pass attempt under center. These are stats from PFF. Mm. Our buddy Joe Patrick, who covers the Falcons for us up there, reposted these as well. 93% pass rate out of the shotgun formation. And you're going, what does all this mean? Stand by, I'm going to tell you. 70% run rate out of the pistol formation. Fourth lowest play action pass rate in the NFL. Lowest deep pass rate in the NFL. So let's go backwards and back up. Lowest deep pass rate, we don't scare anybody down the field. We're not allowing Michael Penix to do what he does well, which is throw the deep ball. And when you don't throw the deep ball, guess what I do?
Right.
I'm pushing up against you guys. You're not running past me. I'm not afraid you guys are going to throw it 30 yards down the field. Fourth lowest play action pass rate. Well, guess what happens there? Right. I can pin my ears back because you guys aren't running any play action because you don't run play action. So then you get to 70% run rate out of the pistol. Well, guess what? When you line up in the pistol, guess what you're doing? You're predictable. There's no imagination. 93% pass rate out of the shotgun. Whoa, you're going shotgun? Guess what? You're throwing the football, but you're not throwing it deep because you guys don't throw it deep. You got to have some imagination. These numbers don't lie. I know stats are for nerds, allegedly. Numbers like this tell you the full story about what's going on with our football team offensively.
Right. And also, Carl, you know, I got some really good athletes, okay? If they are going too high safety, if they are trying to take away that deep ball, let's get Drake London in a position to make a play and beat a man. Let's get the ball to Pitts more. Let's get Bijan out wide. There are certain things you can do. For instance, if you watched last night, you've seen all this imagination from Detroit. You're seeing all these. We saw over the weekend, we saw plays. The Dolphins pulled a big play the other night. There's all this stuff outside the box, and we're just simply hammering away at the same thing. So I don't like where our offense is going. I don't know if Ike Hilliard was the reason he was so bad, but eventually Rod's going to run out of guys to fire. So that's they better figure it out this week.
Big week. Lots of changes. We're talking about it with you. Find us on social media. Hit us up and text us, guys, 404-726-0929. This hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys lights brighten your holidays this year. Coming up.
See what Orange's doing here?
Yeah, of course. Cynthia Freeland is going to join us. Also, Dave Archer next hour. We'll get his take on this offense and what he believes is going on with it. He is the analyst for our Atlanta Falcons. And Connor Riley is going to join us a little bit later on to talk dogs and Bama. It's Dukes and Bell.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
It doesn't take long when you're underperforming, and in college football, it's become harder to fire a head coach. Well, today, Mike Gundy, the second longest tenured FBS head coach fired by Oklahoma State, effective immediately. This really is on the heels of what happened this weekend. And for those of you who don't pay attention or watch Oklahoma State,
why would you?
They lost to Tulsa on Friday. They hadn't lost to Tulsa since 1951.
Wow.
And for a guy that's been there for 21 years, Mike, you go back now and you say, well, what has he done the last 3 years? Pretty much nothing. This has been a losing program. And so then you go up to Oregon. Remember, earlier this season, they get run off the field by Oregon. And this has become an embarrassment. So Mike Gundy couldn't hold on any longer. The reason why I bring this up, Mike said this before we went to the break, is our offensive coordinator played quarterback at Oklahoma State. Now, obviously, when these things come about, you automatically start trying to connect the dots and go, well, he played there and he might want the job and he might want the job. I don't want to jump the gun and tell you that Zach Robinson is even interested, that he's been contacted. We do not know that, but it is out there because people like, you know, who love Oklahoma State are already saying, here's a guy that would be perfect. Mike, don't know where that goes, but those are rumors that we'll be talking about over the next few weeks.
Yeah, and like, I'm not trying to be glib about it. I mean, I'm not seeing it. You know what I mean? I don't know how you change horses midstream and who you'd bring in unless would T.J. Yates take over the offensive coordinator role? I don't know about that. I don't know what the timeline is for both Falcons, Zach Robinson, or Oklahoma State, but I mean, I'm just not seeing the results. It speaks for itself, and we need a guy that can develop Michael Penix Jr. Look, every young quarterback is going to have a clunker, but that was, I mean, that's about as bad as it gets. And I do think there's things that could have helped him avoid some of those things. Look, he made some just bad rookie mistakes, flat-footed, thrown in, you know, and again, late with some of his throws. His checkdowns are getting guys creamed. Luckily, you know, Bijan and Drake made it through that game. But is Zach the right guy for this job? Don't know, you know. But it's if he's out there, fine. Right now, we got to find a way to get the ball in the end zone. And I hope that Zach's – I hope this isn't like Jim Moore. That's his dream job. Because I don't need him distracted.
That's right. That's right. You're right. I mean, look, all the attention and focus needs to be on how to get this offense right. And what Mike is saying is, as these things start to float around and people are calling him and his friends, right, are calling him, and they're like, yo, what's going on? And look, you may not think of that as a big job. Oklahoma State is a great job. You can go there and win. Gundy didn't win big as he should have there. But it's still a good job, and somebody's going to get that job. And look, right. The rumors will be out there. But Mike's right. I need complete focus right now. Again, don't want to jump the gun. We don't know if that's going to happen. I think he's here, and I think he wants to be in the NFL, but we will see. Want to remind you, Thursday, guys, we have a special broadcast. We will be out at Loyal Tavern in Roswell, and we'll be setting the stage, guys, for a big Thursday night football game, obviously getting you ready for the weekend with college and professional. And we'll be out there 2-6. Again, in Roswell, Loyal Tavern in Roswell. We'll be out there.
So our loyal listeners come out to Loyal Tavern?
It's going to be a good time. The only thing I will tell you is, and it's funny, we were talking about this today. My wife was like, it's no traffic. Yeah, because it's fall break. So Cobb County literally goes, see ya. And everybody is out. So there is like nothing on the roads. If you're rolling on Johnson's Ferry right now, you're like, what is going on? So we were kind of like taken back, but we kind of forgot because our daughter's in college now. We're not dealing with fall break.
Right.
But everybody takes their kids somewhere usually during fall break. So that may be the only thing. But either way, for those folks out there in Roswell or up there in Roswell, come on out. It'll be a lot of fun. Hey, man, coming up, as we mentioned, Cynthia Freeland is going to join us from NFL Network. We will talk to her about all things NFL. Packers lost to the Browns. The craziness with block kicks this last weekend. It was unbelievable, guys. the end of games and how these games ended.
That Eagles-Rams was just bananas.
It was. And the fact that it was a Georgia boy, man. I mean, both Georgia boys blocked two field goals in that right. game. And then to end the game on a touchdown. And if you had money on that game, terrible beat. Rams kicked the field goal, right?
Uh-huh.
Not only do you cover, but even if they missed the field goal, you were going to cover. It didn't matter. The only thing that you couldn't allow to happen was a blocked field goal for return, and that's exactly what happened in that game.
And I get it. It was funny. You and I talked about how great Keith Jackson was. It came up in conversation last week. That was the ultimate rumbling, bumbling, stumbling.
Stumbling, yes.
Watching a big fella motor down the field. You sound just like my neighbor, Dennis the Downer. Dennis with the Black Lab. We walk dogs. He apparently had a vested interest in that game. Ugh. He said that was his worst bad beat so far this season.
It was awful. The only thing that and how often does this happen? And on top of that, a 370-pound dude running down the field and nobody's catching him.
Well, I mean, two things. We'll get into this at 4th and 1 at the top of the hour, but all of a sudden, Derrick Henry's a damn fumble machine.
Yeah, he is.
And cost me another week of fantasy football.
Because you want to get rid of him?
No, I'm not going to get rid of him. But you saw him wing the helmet, and he's all upset, and he's yes. like, I can't. And he's literally looked like he's like in shock of what happened as the ball gets punched out.
He's got a fumbling problem. All right, man. Big O's behind the glass. Our engineer, Day-Day, our executive producer. Let's get to the Daily Download.
Story number one.
First things first, changes with the Falcons. Zach Robinson, the other big change outside of Ike Hilliard being let go, the passing game coordinator. Robinson is coming down to the field. And Ross spoke to the media yesterday. Here's a couple of things that he said. First of all, on the move itself.
We'll move Zach down to the field to be able to get that little cleaner communication for him, to be able to get it to him if something does happen along those lines, to be able to be more visual and see the quarterback and be able to do some of those different things, to have him have a clear line of communication with Mike to be able to help him out a little bit more. And we definitely hold some responsibility in those things, and we'll go out and do those things then. So we'll correct those things this week. We'll correct them throughout the process. It's how we practice. It's how we do walkthroughs. It's how we do everything else. So we'll get Zach closer.
If our quarterback had been in the league 10 years, and nobody was over there talking with him, going through stuff with him, might be understandable. This is a 6th game. And to not see any interaction now that we know how this offense is ineffective, Mike, that's not right. the route you
want
to go.
You could be on the phone, like you see the quarterbacks that's on right. the headset. You want some. Hey, man, eye to eye, here's what's going on, here's what you're not seeing. Look, as we said, can you turn this thing around, guys? You start 1-3, bye week, then it's Buffalo? I mean, you're staring 1-4, you know, and then Arthur Blank's going to have to make a decision. So this is a critical game to get things rolling. I mean, I don't wish injuries, but Jaden Daniels being banged up is a huge boom for the Falcons.
Should be.
You better take care of this one. So it just seems, as we said, the perception is there's a panic. There's some dysfunction with the stuff that Florio talked about. We play that audio to start the show from Pro Football Talk. Better get it right. I mean, I've felt that there's some things that Zach could be doing, like the play action, you know, some shorter routes, getting the ball out quick, slants. I think the underutilization of Kyle Pitts is another problem. Hell, your quarterback said they're getting KP involved to start the preseason. I mean, there's some things that can, I think, Carl, mitigate some of the things defenses are doing that we're not.
I totally agree. While we're talking about this, Rod also talked about his reasoning, the benefits in his mind of getting Zach on the field.
I think it's just communication that Zach can, you know, kind of get across down on the field. You know, that's how we practice. That's how we do our walkthroughs. That's how we do every single thing on the field. Those two got a great relationship, you know, out in the practice field, out in the game day, out on everything. So, like getting them closer to the action, getting them closer to the environment, getting them closer to the play caller, getting them closer to all those guys, being able to get the reactions and get a feel for what the temperament is on the grass as well. I think all would be helpful, and that will happen. That happened today throughout our process.
I don't disagree with him. I mean, look, the problem again is recognizing why this wasn't happening already.
Correct.
Did you feel like he didn't need this? When I hear Ross say, "This is what we do. This is how we operate at practice," well, operate that way in the game.
Right.
Well, what made we
have him on the sideline?
Yeah. What made us think that this is not the way we should be operating? So again, this to me is a small adjustment. It's not the major one that we're talking about with this offense. The major adjustment has to be in execution and play calling. This is a small one. I still feel like Michael Penix has unbelievable potential, Mike, and for him to live up to that or eventually get to where he needs to be, some of this stuff has got to, you got to fill the gaps, and I don't think that's happened.
I was discussing what's going on. Guy says, look, Penix is the problem. No, Penix had a bad game, to Carl's point. Penix had a really bad, look, everybody's had one. Did you see Peyton Manning's rookie year?
Yep.
In 1998? I mean, it was insane the amount of interceptions and bad decisions. This is the first time where Michael Penix Jr. has, to my mind, looked like a rookie. I thought the offense was very vanilla in that Giants game. Remember back last season? He looked like a guy that could sling it all over the place against the Commanders, and he did enough to win his third game against Carolina. Now, we talk about the injuries. I don't know what the receiver core is. I don't think they're 100% or not even close. But there are other weapons you can use, like Bijan, like Pitts. But he just can never do those things again, Carl. Those flat-footed throws.
Ugly.
And just, you know, basic quarterback 101 stuff. You just know you can't do.
All right, guys. By the way, Daily Downloads brought to you by our friends at ATL Live Well. Don't just live, live well. Last night, great Monday Night Football game. The most frustrating thing, I think, for Mike and I and the rest of this show is we were talking today on our pre-show, and thank you guys for joining us, whether it was on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, however you join us. You watch those running backs with the Lions, and you go, why can't we do that? Why can't we use Tyler Algier and Bijan Robinson in a similar fashion? They ran it down the Ravens' throat last night, and it was just impressive to see. Not only that, 38-30 was the final score with the Ravens. And, you know, Aiden Hutchinson, man, he's a dog. Mike, you talked about Derrick Henry and those forced fumbles, the ball right. being punched out. This was one of those moments.
Jackson hands it to Henry.
Ball, ball, balls out. Picked up by the Lions. They've got it inside the 20-yard line. DJ Reed with the football in his hands. The Lions stripped it away from Derrick Henry. What a big turn of events, and the Lions have got it now.
Huge.
Big win for the Lions, man. See that option on the running back where the running back tosses to another back? They got Montgomery involved. I mean, look, they got two great backs, and it seemed like that was the night for a little more four-wheel drive. So they got the ball in Montgomery's hands a little bit more than Gibbs. Same thing I thought, you know, that's why Tyler Algier. Why do we get more Tyler Algier? You know, that goes back. I'm arguing with a listener right now on Twitter saying that, you know, Penix missed a lot of open throws. Yes, I agree. I mean, it's not all on Zach Robinson. Penix has to make better decisions. Carl, you like to say it. Pull.
Let it go.
There were plays. I don't know how many times. It's painful to have to go back and watch that game from Sunday, but there were times specifically in the first quarter and in the first half where Penix has got to let that ball rip.
We'll see if the usage goes up with Tyler Algier. David Montgomery, 12 carries last night. Jahmyr Gibbs, 22 carries. But they ran, again, for almost 200-plus yards together. So, Mike Gundy fired by Oklahoma State. Syracuse fined for faking injuries against Clemson. We'll get more into that as we talk some college football. And we mentioned Bruce Pearl stepping down as the Auburn basketball coach. We didn't get to anything yesterday but Falcons. We got a lot of stuff to talk about today.
Right.
But there are some other stories that are top of mind and we'll hit, including the Braves. Ozzie out for the rest of the year. Mike, you said, what, 5 games left in the season?
Right. Good to see Sale back, but the Ozzie thing, now you wonder, are they going to bring him back? Because you know how much he struggled coming off wrist injuries in the past.
No doubt. Left hand, handmate bone is the wrist injury. So same wrist injury he had in 2024, but the Braves have won, you know, 9 straight with their win over the Nationals. But the real question now is how this roster shapes out as we get towards the end of the season. All right, Cynthia Freeland's going to move to 3 o'clock. When we come back, we're going to let you hear more of what Raheem said and your thoughts at 404-726-0922.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
None. Trying to figure out how we get right before Sunday.
Oh, boy.
It is Dukes and Bell. Falcons taking on the Commanders. There is a really good chance that Marcus Mariota will be the starter. We do not know that, and I think they're going to play that close to the vest. They did not start Jayden Daniels last week. It didn't matter. They played really well. They got the dub. So did Marcus Mariota. There's a lot of irony that could play out Sunday with Dan Quinn coming back on the opposite sideline, his connection here, obviously Mariota's connection. But at the end of the day, it's what team's going to play better. And what team's going to win? And if it's not us, then, Mike, we have another issue to talk about, being 1-3 potentially heading into the bye week. And that's something that we don't want to deal with. 404-726-0929. I want to play a couple of things and then get your reaction, because Mike was out yesterday. A lot of stuff went down. And then coming back today, it feels like there's just more to talk about when it comes to this team with the changes that are being made. Mike, first and foremost, the kicker competition. Ra was asked about where this is. Now, a lot of people said, okay, we're just going to roll Parker Romo back out there. He was asked that yesterday, and apparently as we speak, there's probably competition going on.
We got to bring competition in. You know, and like, that's what we got to do. You know, you have to do that until you get it right. You cannot allow that to be the reason to have this stuff happen, right? You know, like, we went 5-5 the week before. We went 0-2 this week, and you got to bring competition, and that's something we'll be working diligently at.
Okay.
I mean, as I said, I apologize. I don't want to belabor the point, Carl. It just could have and should have had this stuff squared away during camp. So now we're one of those teams where it's going to be like a revolving door of like the rogues gallery of kickers. I heard a bunch of dog fans say, what about Rodrigo? Blanket shit. Well, there's a bunch of other NFL teams that aren't calling him when they've needed kickers. So I know he's sort of like a cult, you know, hero. But yeah, I hope that they figure this out. I just thought when Parker Romo absolutely butchers that first attempt, you're like, oh, man. Because, you know, there's a letdown on the sideline. Now you get nothing. It could have been like a 7-6 game, you know, or late in the second quarter. Refs didn't help us either, but hey, it is what it is. But, yeah, this team has got to tighten up this ship. I mean, but that's the thing, Carl. You know you're going to be in close games with the Commanders, close games with Buffalo. I mean, hell, you said it last week. It's the NFL, you know? You know, other than what Minnesota – and by the way, what did Minnesota just do after we made them look terrible?
Coaching.
Right?
Coaching.
They bounced back and got it together.
And that's why this week is so important. It's not just you feel like we have to win. We need to regain confidence that, hey, after a bad loss like this, one of the worst we've seen in a very long time – and yesterday I said it's the worst loss in a decade, regular season, period, because of who Carolina is and just the circumstances – but if we're able to bounce back, Mike, it gives us a little bit of confidence. Last week, after playing so poorly against us, Vikings fans are like, we're good. We're going to be fine. Carson Wentz, we're fine. Defense backed it up again. Mm-hmm. They came out. They had three, I believe, two scores from the defense, if I remember correctly, but like four turnovers in that game. And it changed the whole complexity of the game. Carson Wentz didn't have to throw for 300 yards, but the point is they bounced back. We have to bounce back on Sunday.
Right. And look, the defense, Mark Grimani from ESPN put out the numbers. We're second in the league in yards allowed per game, which is 227. That's great.
That is.
You can't blame the defense when you got a pick six and they flip the field on another interception and you're working with a short field. You're not doing anything on offense to help your defense. Now, certainly the defense did not get the pressures we thought and anticipated against Bryce Young, Carl, against basically that same offensive line with the backups in that beat us back in January last year, kind of held down the fort and protected Bryce Young. But this is one where, you know, with a banged-up Jaden Daniels, with a Marcus Mariota, we know the ceiling for Marcus Mariota. We've got to be dynamic in offense and allow our defense to pin their ears back.
Hopefully that's the case. Mariota feels comfortable. He said as much. He's talked about the culture that Dan Quinn has built there and how the quarterback room has worked. And Cliff Kingsbury is working with him. I'm not going to sit here and tell you, because I don't feel that right now, that Marcus Mariota won't come in here and play well enough to lead them to victory. Like, it feels like because he sucked here, he'll we can automatically there, right. go there and say he's not going to come here and play well. That he's in a different situation.
He's a journeyman quarterback who's capable of putting up a good night. Or, you know, look, he did what they was asked of him, threw for 15 to 21, had a touchdown, ran about, what, six times for 40? So that's kind of like, I think I think if you are Cliff Kingsbury, you know your limitations with him, right? And work around it and run the football. Now, Terry McLaurin is banged up now.
He is.
So that's another benefit, you know, guys, of injury we have to take advantage of. I mean, if I told you we're going to play, you know, the Bucs and they're going to have guys, I mean, the Vikings, you know, they were suspensions. Bucs had some injuries. That was kind of almost like a push with our injuries and their injuries. But that game up in Carolina, if I told you the starting center and guard were out, it's an advantage for us. But again, it all came down to Michael Penix Jr. either not making good decisions or good decisions not being made for him. You know, I apologize for not hearing yesterday. You talked about when they couldn't get the play in.
Oh, it's a huge mistake.
I mean,
this
is stuff that, who's that on if it's not on Zach Robinson?
Yeah, look, the clock management issues continue in back-to-back games, and I don't want to see any more of it for the rest of the season. There's no more leeway to give this coaching staff after blowing what was arguably the worst decision that I've seen in a very long time. You cannot come out of a timeout and get a delay of game. It's just
cannot happen.
It's embarrassing. So there were so many levels, and that's the thing about this game. There were so many levels like, oh, look at that mistake. Oh, well, what's going on there? And why aren't we doing this? And that's why I think Falcon fans feel the way they do. The good news is it's Tuesday. Guys, we're going up tomorrow, Flowery Branch. We'll bring you the latest from up there and the vibe and what it feels like. And hopefully, again, we can turn this around. I've seen teams, we just did this to the Vikings. They looked lifeless against us. We put their quarterback and their running back out, and they come back, and they're like, no problem. We've seen teams respond. Will our team do the same thing? That's the question,
man. I'm looking forward. We're going to talk to Dave Archer, our weekly visit here on Dukes and Bell at 3:20, and we'll ask what Arch saw from up in the booth. I mean, because from TV, there's a combination of receivers, Carl, I thought at times weren't getting separation. Then there was times when they were open, Penix wasn't cutting it loose. So how much of this is, you know, simply between the ears for Michael Penix Jr.? What has Zach got to do to, as you mentioned, being on the sideline, having more face time with his guy? Is that going to get him doing some better things or tightening up the things that need to be corrected?
Yeah, I think it's a good decision. But I don't think it's like the game-changing thing that maybe some people might make it out to be with Zach being on the sideline. I think it's a good decision. That's great. Okay, whatever it takes to get the communication right. Here's Rod talking about one other thing that we are discussing. And this is, to me, this is a big problem. We shouldn't be 3 weeks in with no wide receivers catching a touchdown and certainly our tight end not having one. Rod knows this, and this is before, by the way, they made the decision to fire Ike Hilliard. So he was talking yesterday afternoon, and the news didn't come out again until after 6 o'clock when we were done. Was that decision made before then? We don't know, but this is what he said about that situation.
I hate to say frustration, but their frustration comes from team goals, like winning, and the frustration came from yesterday not, you know, putting ourselves in position to win. We definitely want the touchdown passes. We definitely want to run it in. We definitely want touchdowns, period. We didn't play well in the red zone versus Minnesota, and we got to get better there. And yesterday, we didn't get many opportunities to put ourselves in position to play well enough to win that football game. So the frustration comes from the team goals, from these guys. Like, they're team-oriented guys, man. They have been. They always will be. We got a bunch of really high-character people on our offense and defense special teams.
Mike, you know what's crazy to me? We had a coach here before Ra. His name was Arthur Smith. And for 3 years, Arthur Smith said to us, we got to score more points.
Yeah.
For 3 years. Now, First year, we kind of understood because we were in transition.
Right.
Didn't have money to spend. You're just trying to put a roster together. We're coming off the Matt Ryan situation. We kind of understood that.
Mariota, we knew there was a limit.
Yeah.
We knew there, and Ritter, we knew that, you know, the rosiest scenario is maybe we get the 2022 touchdowns. Maybe.
So if you look at
I mean, obviously we need to score more points.
That's art. You look at that roster that he had, and you look at this offense that we have. It's not even close. The offensive line is better. It wasn't as built up as it was when he had it.
Dynamic playmakers.
The skill position players are better. You've drafted a quarterback who can deliver the ball anywhere on the field. And the point is, here we are still talking about scoring points.
Again, and you drafted, you used the first round. This is the first year you used the first round for defense. Think about it. You know, we can debate, you know, we're not debating the Pitts thing because whatever you thought Kyle Pitts was or wasn't, he's actually, in my mind, again, we'll ask Arch, we'll see if he sees the same things, that Pitts is doing pretty good work. They're just not utilizing him. So, and this is our last season to maybe utilize Pitts, sports fans, okay? One way or another, he might not be here. You know, he might be gone. You know, he might actually ball out and get and more money somewhere else. I mean, it's going to be a giant nothing burger if we don't get Pitts involved here. So that's part of it. But you're right, Arthur and Arthur Smith, we talked about him and we talked on the air and off the air about Pitts. And sometimes I think he never got the full Pitts because he was injured for 2 years, right?
That's right.
You know, just that lingering injury. Mooney is a nice piece. Now, here's the thing. Or is Mooney not that good? Is Mooney a good – is Mooney – Is he getting open? Is he doing the work? Is he banged up? Is the injury jamming him up?
Well, Coach said he didn't have training camp yesterday, and he didn't. But there's a disconnect between him and
I just want to say, are we overestimating what we've got in the skill position?
No, because what you saw last year was real. That wasn't fake.
Right.
He's capable, but there's no connection right now between him and Penix. There just isn't. And as a matter of fact, when Penix attempted to go to him, you saw both of them being frustrated, like, you should have been there. And, you know, their gestures, right? Their body language. Darnell slamming stuff. You know, he's mad that he wasn't able to catch a ball. He had two drops, Mike. There's no connection right now between them. The reason why I jumped on Darnell Mooney having success last year was early in minicamp. Him and Cousins were on point. They were seeing each other. Cousins was hitting him. And I said, man, it's possible he could have a big year. And then we started the whole, hey, Darnell, what's up, Darnell? Because I felt like, hey, if they play this way, it's going to be good. It was. He didn't get that same amount of time with Penix because he missed camp. So what you're seeing right now, and I'm not making excuses, I'm just telling you what it is. He's running these routes, and where Penix is like, let it go, and I know he's going to be there, Penix is hesitant. Okay, you going to make that cut? Can I trust you? Are you there? Okay, I'm letting it go late. And then he's dropping balls.
Yeah, there's just been a disconnect. You know, again, if you're going to put this on Hilliard, which they did, he's out. So now T.J. Yates is going to have to wear one extra hat and try to get more out of these guys. Penix has got to be better. Again, we'll ask Arch about how much of this is Penix, how much is the receiver core. Is it a perfect storm of both groups not doing their job consistently? Because we think the offensive line, we're not really complaining about Elijah Wilkinson. You know, I thought he had I wouldn't say pristine, but I thought Penix operated from a pretty decent pocket last Sunday.
What was it, one sack? I think we gave up one sack. Now, he got hit a lot.
Yeah.
He got hit a lot, but it was one sack.
There was pressure, but still, I mean, there was also windows to deliver the ball. See what Arch thinks about the play call? Is it a combination of play call and the execution? But here's the deal. Commanders are going to try to do the same things that everyone else has been doing to stop Michael Penix. Yeah, of course, Kirk Cousins gets thrown in late in the game. Would you put Kirk any earlier? Or is he just that creates too much smoke?
No, look, it was 27-0. As we discussed, look, I didn't forget
how to play quarterback.
We saw that.
Kirk almost got some guys killed too by throwing the ball late.
He's a little rusty.
Yes, it was.
He's a little rusty. I didn't have any problem with Rob pulling him, and I'm glad he's, you know, there's no competition. There was no reason to leave Michael Penix out there. It was a bad day. Okay? You leave him out there, you're going to shoot his confidence even more. Just get him out the game. It happens, guys. So. Right. It's 27-0 at that point.
But to have all those targets from Mooney, and that's to me, okay, what's going on with your passing game when you got Mooney gets 11 targets and 4 for 44? There's a disconnect. So we'll try to figure it out. Ike's paying a price. Hopefully they fix it.
Cynthia Freeland is NFL Network's analytics expert. We will talk to her coming up next, find out what she thinks about all the craziness. Like, analytically, is it possible for us to see that many field goals blocked again? Cynthia Freeland from NFL Network's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.